From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. European Union interior ministers are meeting Tuesday to discuss a controversial quota plan to distribute more than 100,000 migrants among the nations. The meeting comes after the European Parliament approved the plan last week. However, some Eastern European nations say they will not go along with it. On Monday, Hungary's parliament authorized its army to use non-lethal force against migrants who try to enter the country illegally. Meanwhile, other European nations are strongly critical of Hungary's reaction to the migrant crisis. Pope Francis travels to the United States Tuesday after spending 4 days in Cuba, presiding over Mass for tens of thousands, where he urged people to overcome resistance to change. The Reverend Brian Lucas is the General Secretary of the Australian Catholic Bishops Conference.
So he's speaking to a group of people whose relationships probably are very ambiguous. There were people within Cuba who followed the regime, people who rebelled against the regime. He's in a milieu where at the moment there are dissidents against the current government. And what he's saying to people is, can we see beyond the appearances so that traitors can become friends?
During his Cuba visit, the Pope met with both Fidel Castro and his younger brother, Raul Castro. Burkina Faso army troops have entered the capital of Ouagadougou to negotiate the surrender of coup leaders, while the French ambassador says interim president Michel Kafando has been released. An army statement said the armed forces are converging on the capital in an attempt to end the government takeover without bloodshed. You're listening to the latest news and developments on VOA News.